This whole situation, it's horrible. The country's disintegrating. What's happened to America? What's happened to the American dream? It came true. You're looking at it.
Ooh. Wait a second. All right. Hello.
Hello.
This is it. Not really, but this is it.
Yeah.
This is the end.
This is the finale.
The finale.
The finale episode of the season of Watchmen. This is All Along the Watchmen, the podcast that's been sticking it out, you know, all season. Mm-hmm. I'm Litho Freeman.
I'm Anthony Travagliante, and
how do you feel about it, Anthony Travagliante?
The season ending or the whole shebang?
I guess first let's start off with the episode, just a relative score, because then I'm going to ask about the overall season.
I kind of didn't like the season finale, and at first I was going to come in and give it like a 5 to be a dick, but I don't know if that's fair. I don't know if it's a 5.
Dude.
But I didn't like it at all. I mean, I didn't hate it, but I actually, can we jump straight to like points of it? Or do you want to wait to be?
Yeah, clear? Let's wait until we get into right. it.
Well, basically the ending was so bad.
Yeah.
That it ruined it for me. Like, I don't think there were elements of the episode I was okay with. I didn't think they did a terrible job of tying everything together. Like, I was in it for about, like, 40 minutes. I was okay with it for, like, 30 minutes.
Yeah, but like, 30. I feel like the first 30, and then we're going to go through it through the episode, but it got, like, super silly at a point. Like, I felt like it was silly.
This was the first time I felt like I was watching a superhero show.
Yeah.
And at first watch, I was like, oh, they really brought the superhero element into it. But then, like, I don't know if it was, like...
No, there are things, even within the comics, that don't make sense.
Yeah.
Like, I was yelling at the television as I was watching it. It's kind of ridiculous. At this point, don't move too far back.
It's blown up.
Yeah.
It's, like, blown off the charts.
So, episode 9... entitled See How They Fall, and I think I'm gonna agree with you as far
all right,
as like,
so I thought I was kind
of
being an
no ass. Well, as far as like the a finale of a season, I'm gonna agree with you.
Yeah, 5. All right, 5's the number.
5.
And this is for the worst episode maybe that we get.
That's terrible.
And it's like, I mean, man, in the episode's defense, I guess it's because it was the finale, it's probably a 5. Like, this could have been an 8, maybe, of another episode.
They turned down more time. That's all I keep thinking about. Like,
yeah,
they
could
have had more. In a 9-episode series, I feel like either you're going to... I feel like an analogy is, like, you're either going to throw the ball in the air and hope it lands on a roof, or you're just going to fucking be a dick. And, like, not give it anything. Mm-hmm. And that's what I felt like it... Like, the show had, like... Especially that final scene. It just, like, gave nothing.
Like, I don't even know what season 2 is going to be. It almost is like there isn't a season 2 and they weren't sure about it.
I did hear an interview that Lindelof said that he wanted to... He first thought about it as being, like, a self-contained thing. And then, you know... Pilot came out, caught fire.
They can fix all this maybe with a solid season 2 that would be like, this was all backstory. I could be okay with that. Like, if in season 3, I look back on season 1 as they used it to basically set everything up, I could maybe be okay with everything.
But a backstory to who? Because
at all. Like, basically, like, if now they got us to, like, point... Like, if this was the prequel, let's say... And they got us now to point A, where, which I still don't like it where it's at, personally. But it's like, if we're at point A now, and we're moving forward, and this served to get us to point A, maybe I could be okay with that.
I think they gave too many definitive answers at the end to where...
They left nothing open.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, I have a list.
They set a new scenario. They basically set... That's why, like, they set up a new thing.
Yeah.
Like, season 2 is a whole new thing.
Yeah, this might be bold to say, and maybe I need to rewatch the whole season, but, like, right now, I don't want a season 2.
I agree. I mean, it's not going to be a long year.
Dude.
It's going to be 20, I mean, We might have to start the Witcher podcast in 2 days.
So I have not to just to jump to the straight end spoilers right now. I imagine everybody listening to this has watched the episode. Here's what they did in this episode. Lady True, dead. Bien, her mother-daughter, is with the cops in custody of Tulsa police.
Her mama baby. Taking baby mama to a whole new
realm. Yeah, yeah.
You're my baby mama, but I literally mean that.
They got Dr. Manhattan, supposedly dead, which was, the way they did that was very contrived. Like, we'll get into it later on. Cyclops Seniority, dead. Adrian Veidt, which I think this is what angered me the most. He's under arrest. Yeah. He was in a fucking bubble this entire season, and then when he shows up in the present time, he immediately gets arrested.
And he's also, I wondered how long is he, when did this all take, when did that all take place? Because has he been that statue since, I mean, we only saw that a couple things ago, but he was in the, that statue of him was him.
Yes. I think in the episode, and I only know this because, like, PDPedia is October 1st, so he had to be frozen between the days of September 17th and the 30th, 31st, what, how many ever
days. Who even knows when he showed up there?
Yeah. Dude, it's, that was ridiculous. That whole, it didn't pay off. That Adrian thing didn't pay off, and we've been saying it all season.
I also, this is pricky, but I think the title team did the worst title too this time.
Dude, I said the same thing.
I was like, a boo title. This sucks.
Dude, that was a letdown.
Dude, I mean, like, you guys are still the heroes. Don't let the, don't, if anyone on the team, like, you know,
man,
I still love you guys the most, but
for sure,
the season finale, you are gonna do that to me.
What happened? What happened?
I will give, if this is the title team, I will give at the end when they're in front of the movie theater and the lights all flicker out where it says Dr. M. Did you catch that?
Huh.
That was hot.
I would have to rewatch the shot.
That's what, like, that's at the very end, and that was like, all right. Maybe they knew they had to come back.
If yeah.
It happened. But it's like, it says like Dreamland or something. It's where the Oklahoma was at, and then it like all flickers out to where it says Dr. M.
Okay.
So nice. That was cool.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah, I'm going to have to rewatch that.
From a whole season arc, I like that he did the classic. It started basically where it ended, in the same place. Because you start the season in that theater watching that show. So
right,
that
was, right.
I appreciate that classic nod to...
As soon as the when the cops were pulling up to the place and they showed that shot, I was like, oh shit, I forgot the theater is right there. I was thinking about... I thought they were going to do something inside like the Greenwood Center. Just because that was a... It seemed to be a heavy part, you know, until like episode 5. We were in there a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought some type of big showdown would go down in there, but didn't see it. Another thing on this list, no positive ID for Lube Man.
Mm. Oh my god.
No one even talked about him.
What an unnecessary fucking dude.
It was like he didn't exist.
I forgot about him.
Exactly.
Dude. Like literally 100% forgot about that dude till right now.
Dude, that,
four.
What was, I mean, I understand, if anything, that would be a lead to season 2, but like, does anybody care?
What a waste of screen time. I would have taken a flashback over Lube Man. And dude, also, the worst flashback of the entire flashbacks from this episode, which was the fucking egg.
Jesus.
That was the worst.
Why did they have to go back to that? I don't understand. Like, there was a certain point.
Like, right when she said, right, you don't understand, I didn't really... I didn't immediately remember that, but I, like, knew the egg was on the ground in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Like, I remember, like...
For sure. I remember, yes.
Like, they had to go back to the stupid scene of him making waffles. It didn't make any sense either.
And they had to show that his terrible CG. It was like, you guys are giving yourself away with this shot. I mean, he doesn't look that good. If anything, show, like, non-glowing, you know what I'm saying, Calvin or Dr. Manhattan. Because those are definitely better-looking shots than that glowing motherfucker you got on screen, dude. I'm so mad at this episode.
Yeah, I'm really mad like, at it, too. I'm glad you're mad at it, because I was like...
Yeah. It was a letdown, man.
I watched it twice. Like, I really hope to like it the second time. I haven't watched any of these episodes twice other than for analytical reasons with hope of it being better.
Most definitely.
All right. I will give... Let's give the episode its one credit. Is because it's playing right now, when the scene with the Game Warden, Mr. Phillips.
Game Warden.
I did love that scene.
Yes.
Watch me, we were a mess. And he's basically like, I just love the, like, was I a worthy adversary? Like, no, but you put on a hell of a show. And then he just leaves him. That scene was sick.
For sure.
So
this is definitely the episode where I feel like they let Jeremy Irons, the actor, let loose. Like, I definitely...
Jeremy Irons is the man.
Yeah, totally.
I almost, like, this wouldn't work, obviously, but it's like, the story of him in this whole thing has been better than everything else. If they've almost just, like, focused in a weird way on, like, the Adrian Veidt line storyline, it could have been better.
If he wasn't so much of a C story, but a B story. I think if we spent more time... I mean, we definitely didn't like the idea of him being on the moon.
Here's, like, that could have why did Judd have to die so early? I did think on a good arc standpoint, the first episode, we sit here and talk about how this is, like, a utopia world, and it basically was a complete dystopia of the utopia. So, thematically, I think he did a good job of bringing that together. Because I was, like, thinking about how we were, like, I mean, it might have been me, but it was just, like, oh, man, like, seeing, like, them getting all together and, like, you know, white and black people, and it was, in reality, it was all this, like, ploy to fucking get them.
Totally.
So, like, I think that was cool that that tied up in the end, but it's, like, no pacing. I think pacing was a huge issue if we're talking season arc. I mean, because I think this episode...
Nine episodes.
It could have been longer, or it could have been just, like... It could have been longer and slower. Like, Judd didn't need to die in the first episode.
No.
Like, think of how quickly this dude threw us into everything.
For sure.
Everything. It's like, it could have been... The only reason I think we're sitting here right now saying we'd rather see the Adrian Veidt storyline is because it paid off in 9 episodes.
Yeah.
It was a slow build to what he's... Like, it's like... And they shot that first. If you like, that was on the one podcast.
Yeah, totally.
So it's like you actually did this good. Like, here's where he is. Why is he here? It's the box thing. Like, the box thing worked really good with the Adrian Veidt storyline. Yeah. But then it was like this mess everywhere else, and they just tried to. Like, I think they needed to have this. Like, even I don't know. I'm like just starting to think like, because the squid thing's relevant to the comic.
Definitely.
They could have just done. They could have like almost like. Really slowed down the white supremacy storyline and built that longer. Maybe that's what I would have done. Not introduce it or anything, but if you think about it, you basically we went in 9 episodes from the chief of police is this good guy to he's a part of this evil organization. They've had this huge plan with senators and now they're about to kill Dr. Manhattan. But it's like it's such a big evil plan.
No, it's
that convoluted. We could have taken longer, like 2 seasons to get to that.
Right.
Like if almost like the half of the events of this episode happened at the end of next season and they more built to it and they gave us more depth on Lady True and like what's Adrian Veidt doing now that he's back.
Yeah.
He could have been back for a little bit. Now he's in jail.
And we could have like
fucking 20 minutes.
In a sense, we could have spent more time. I agree with you.
I mean,
you
maybe
on that
I'm just like, maybe I'm just like spitballing
term.
A little
well,
bit.
Well, no, if you're going to, I feel like if someone's going to push for 2 seasons, then you can stretch out this big story and you can spend more time with your more pertinent fucking characters, I suppose. Like, if they had 2 seasons and let's say we didn't find out Keen was a part of this organization until. This episode, you know, like if we could have spent time with Keen, like actually like doing senator things and you see how slowly things
and
are coming
into
like play.
And make me like him and then break me.
Yeah.
It's like you knew that dude was
he came off as sleazy.
Yeah, and that even if you wouldn't have guessed that in the beginning, you could have tricked me a little more, like shown him do something or show him like...
Yeah.
I really like didn't like his... What line? He had some shitty lines. I can't really remember.
I feel like all his lines were pretty bad.
Yeah, it's like really poor. His dialogue with Angela, I don't think was necessary. Like the way it went down,
totally.
It was like, like oh, you're gonna throw like I don't even remember what he said. Call her like a black bitch, or
and
something.
Then he stepped out there. Yeah, yeah.
And it was like, what a stupid line. Like we get it. You guys are fucking like that was.
Yeah,
that
you
was,
guys are all Klansmen. I get it.
Yeah, like like what was he wearing too?
That's a shout out to the comic.
I thought so, because it was like the pointy thing.
Yeah, it was kind of goofy.
It was just a little goofy on him, but I was like, all right, that's gotta be like his super outfit.
Totally. Yeah, I mean, we definitely could have slowed
it down.
We
haven't even started talking about the episode, and we're 15 minutes into Gribble. Yeah,
and we're, all, gonna be and we're saying bad things about it, and it's like, that's it's sad. I don't want to say bad things, but it's not a good episode. It's not a good finale. I feel like this was the worst writing of the season, just because they felt like they had to tie all the ends. And it's like, dude, you're working with HBO. There's probably like a 60-40 chance you're getting a season two. Yeah. You know what I mean?
They're especially signing everything because it's a binge community. They most don't definitely have time to invest in shows to just go for a season.
Yeah.
Too much unanswered. Game of Thrones things. Set like a weird thing for HBO? See, here's...
They can't end shows. They don't know how to end them. The writers don't end them, right?
I'm thinking, because Game of Thrones season finale, like, their whole last season was kind of shitty.
It was terrible.
And it was because they did the same thing as they tried to tie all this shit up.
Definitely.
But they did a good build. So I can't take the build away from them, because I was really... Like, it was funny, because I basically binge-watched the entire show within the month or two leading up to it, because I had never really seen it.
Right.
And it was like, after watching the season finale live, I was like, well, I enjoyed watching. Like, I'm going to go back and watch the first, like, five seasons again.
For sure. Season six was bad. I mean, season six, they were off book. They didn't have the books to go off of at all. And, you know, those writers, like, it leaned on them. I definitely the network leaned on them. But also, as, like, writers, I feel like you always need to have your ending kind of in mind. You know, like... How big are you making it?
There's I a always sense of think like, of the ending first. Big? Like, I don't write as much as you do nowadays, but, like, I'm an ending... I don't know. I guess I'm an ending guy. I'm sometimes a scene guy, though.
For sure.
I sometimes see a scene and build around
but, like, it. But, like, I'm talking, like, more or less, like, in a series. Like, so, like, Black People, White Cats, something that, like, we thought of a long time ago. Been working on scripts, and not even scripts, but, like, did the pilot, did an outline for, like, three seasons, but it's, like... You have to know, like, in a sense, how would you end it? You know,
it's like a road trip, it's like Dead Tour. You got to know where the shows are at,
for sure.
You know what I mean? It's like you can't just keep fucking trudging along. Here's something else, though. I think creative has so much ego with it, which it's like something every person battles with. It's so creative, so personal, and it comes from this like unique space. But it's like the classic archetypes of story and character have never proven untrue
for sure
for thousands of years,
right?
And it's like I think where shows go a little south is like when they try to redo that, you know, like just pay it off.
Yeah. And if you don't want to pay it off, make sure you like set it up so maybe one day you can. Like, I could have gone without so many answers to things in this episode.
Yeah, you're a TV series. It ended like a movie.
Right.
It's almost like we just watched like a giant 8-hour Watchmen movie.
Pretty much.
It wasn't that good. It basically was like, if we were to summarize the whole series, it was like the 8-hour Watchmen 2 that wasn't that good.
It definitely talked about a lot more important things.
This is like seeing Pirates of the Caribbean 2. Like, oh, it was cool to see our favorite character. But it wasn't even your favorite characters again.
No. In an earlier episode, we, like, talked about this, but, I mean, I kind of walked away and was like, well, that didn't need to be a Watchmen series. You know, like, it could have been something else, in a sense, with the storytelling that they're doing with it. Like, they felt forced to do so many superhero endings that we leave with fucking Angela almost walking on water. Like, what is that?
That's basically like, Dr. Manhattan now. And it's like... She was the your best character.
She was the best character.
You guys actually had a killer character.
And why?
Why would you take do that like character? That. Make fucking. You already like make that. Her husband, Dr. Manhattan, which is like whatever. But like, if someone is going to become the new Dr. Manhattan, I'd have rather seen Adrian Veidt eat the egg or something.
Yeah, I'd rather see Lady True. I really wanted to see Lady True like transform. I really did. Like. Maybe something goes down. Maybe she has to get out of there, and that's what you leave us off on. Like, now Lady True is this person. She's out there in the world somewhere. You know what I mean? Like, I wanted to see it. And, I mean, the way she died, it got goofy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just got goofy, man.
The frozen squid.
Terrible. All right, so let's jump into this goofy episode.
So if you're not ready to check out of this episode... So now that you know how much we hate it, let's hear about it.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go ahead and walk through it. All right, so we open up with Adrian recording his video for Refert. He is in his place up in Antarctica. Yeah, that was a good start. Just because we've been talking about it, I actually would have liked more time with that Adrian before he got two whales, or maybe like 50-50. You know what I mean?
Because that's what I mean. That Adrian could have happened there.
That Adrian is depressed because no one knows he saved the world. You know, that's like a silly thing.
Dude, he's like a coach to me. He's like, you don't recognize my brilliance.
He's like a stressed out coach.
Yeah, basically.
Totally. I could have spent a lot more time this season. I would
love to see Coach play Adrian, but he'd be awesome. Yeah. He'd do it so good.
Totally. The camera then, I think this is a one shot deal where they kind of show Adrian. He's doing his thing. He's kind of yelling at workers. And then a house cleaning woman, who we learned to be, it's Lady Chu's mom, is working as a house cleaning lady, is walking through the mansion. She makes his way to his office, puts in his password to the PC, and then that's when a vault of sperm is shown. And that's how Lady Chu
was. I didn't mind that she was his, like, that was kind of surprising to me. I didn't mind that.
Yeah, that was a good surprise.
Yeah. I just had a thought before we get rambling on too much. Do you think, like, some issues here, too, are that, like, these companies use multiple directors? Or is that pretty common in TV?
I totally believe that's a problem.
Because, like, Mandalorian's doing it, too. But that show's so piss simple. It's like, they basically know. It's like, they know that, like, we're going to stick to this arc, and that's what we're going to do. You know what I mean? Right. And it works. But they have, like, all these different people coming in direct, and the style never really changes. So whoever's, like, producing them and keeping the...
Wait, on Watchmen?
No. Like, the Watchmen, because I'm, like, kind of glancing up while you're talking, and this episode isn't shot well. It's shot like a stupid superhero. Yeah. They use a lot of two shots.
Dude, it's
like, two shots weren't a thing. Like, when they get out, that whole scene where she gets out of the car to get the newspaper is, like, shot like a goofy superhero movie. Like, a lot of these, like... multiple people in frames.
Yeah,
it's like, it looks like I'm watching, it looks like I'm watching like the Avengers, I guess.
There were moments where I thought the cuts weren't as like on point in this episode. I remember like watching it on the second run type of deal, and it's like the editing wasn't, I don't even think it was even on point.
I wonder how many people they just switched around, because I think that's like a fucking huge problem. Like, I know there's writer rooms and stuff that are pretty traditional, but it's like, if you have like different
people. But that's more on the like the sitcom-y side. Like, all right, so the lady, I can't think of her name right now, who just did Fleabag, who just won a bunch of awards. She writes and directs everything for all first, second seasons type deal. And... you know, I was listening to an interview that she did, and she was like, you know, that's very important to me. You know, I have people that I ask, you know, who I talk to, who work on the show. You know, she has an assistant director that she's close with and biz like that. But, like, I think a singular vision on something so heavy, because they went heavy. This pilot episode was heavy. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything in it, as far as social issues, they, like, pushed it. And I think you need a single vision on that.
Yeah, I agree. It's like... it's almost like they're viewing this as, like, it's all money and marketing. Because they're like, oh, it's like they basically are taking this, like, huge property, and they're inviting more people to come be a part of it because it just, like, gets more eyes. You know, like, oh, this person directed this, and this person directed that.
Right.
But it's like, you can't do that with a show like this. Like, no. You can do that with a show like The Mandalorian, because it's not, there's no major story arc going on. There's, like, one major season story arc going on. So it's like, it's kind of, yeah, it's like, I think they cheesed out with that a lot.
For sure.
I mean, these actors are working with different people all the time.
Yeah.
I wonder how they shoot it, too. Like, if they're in one location.
Well, they shot all of Adrian's for one.
Yeah, but, like, if they're shooting this scene for multiple episodes, are all the directors on set?
I don't know. I mean, probably, like, one or two, I imagine. If they're all shooting them
in, I mean, like, I know sequence. They didn't use that many directors, but I know they've used a few in this.
I think there's like four. There's either four or five.
I think there's four. I thought I was gonna say three, but maybe four.
I forgot. I think I wrote down who directed this one. I think they went back to Miss Cassell. I think her name's Nicole Cassell or something like that. And she directed like the second episode. I think cinematically the season took a turn on episode 3. It just took a turn. That was the first bad episode, mm-hmm. I think, that we rated. And I think it started with those flashbacks.
Yeah.
Like, not to put the whole season on flashbacks, but like it just took a turn. And then we had an amazing like episode 6. Episode 7 was hot. And then we just got on like a downslope.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the noir, the black and white episode was killer.
For sure.
Shout out to that guy.
Most definitely. And I mean, I'm gonna keep blaming it on 9 episodes. They could have gave it 12, and
yeah, slowed the pace. They didn't even need a whole other season. Like, I know at the beginning I was saying like, oh, save that to the next season, but it's like really they just needed another 2 hours.
Yeah.
And they could have figured it out.
Most definitely. I could have been good with 3. Dude, over the weekend I watched The Irishman.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet. Is it crazy?
It was a good movie. The de-aging is like not as bad as I thought it would be. There are certain shots.
They de-age like them on the...
Yeah. They're all like... They're not like terribly de-aged, I suppose.
That's pretty crazy.
But they did it. That now. Yeah. Scorsese's like pushing it in that movie. But they didn't use like body doubles. And certain shots are kind of funny. Like 67-year-old Robert De Niro like runs into a shop, like throws the guy on the ground, and it's like the way he's kicking him, he's an old man.
Yeah.
Like the editing could have been better. They could have used like, you know what I'm saying, the classic up angle or something, but it's a steady shot. It's a steady wide shot that they do it on, and you like see his age. That's the only time in the movie I was like, ah. But other than that, it was a fast 3 hours. So I could have...
4? I thought it was 4.
Yeah, it is 4 hours.
I just haven't had the... I should have got it for the plane in Vegas. I thought about it. That would have been a fucking good one.
Hell yeah. But I could have done with another 3 hours of Watchmen. You know, and the way they do this... I mean, and we're going to be skipping around on this episode just because it's in the back. Dude, so...
I think this episode needs more tearing apart from different angles. We're not going to go as chronological. Yeah, it's just like, I'm blown away. I don't even want to go through the whole episode.
Yeah, I really...
I mean, we should. Sure. We still will, but...
Lightly. Dude... So, last episode, episode 8, they capture Dr. Manhattan in this, like, ray thing, which is cool. Made of tachyons. I get it. This episode, we see, like, where he is. And he is in a lithium cage. At that point, I, like, stood up. Like, it's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. He, like, brought this world... lithium. He can like synthesize lithium. It's the reason why they have car batteries. Like, he made this stuff, but now all of a sudden he's trapped in a cage and he can't use none of his
stuff. I mean I knew he did that stuff, but I thought like some in the comics like was about this.
Totally not. They're taking the canon a bit too far.
You want to talk flashbacks. I just remembered the. I remembered probably, though, I will give this episode credit real quick, the best full frontal of the season. Totally. Like, the fact that they threw that in there was like they just had to get one more.
It's very serious shot.
It's just like just real pan. It's like, there.
Totally.
Like, I just sat naked in a room, painted blue all day. Shout out to him.
Yeah.
But talking about flashbacks, out of all the flashbacks we've seen, the lithium battery thing, I mean, I remember the batteries, but it's like, I don't know. It's like there's something you didn't show a flashback on, which you only referenced once in the pilot episode.
Definitely. And that was like a goofy exposition type deal. That's Senator Keane saying those terrible lines that they gave him. Don't know the actor's name, but like, damn, I felt sorry for him because those lines were hacky. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He's giving this whole speech in our lithium battery. That's the only reason that's when I was like, dude, you could have left it up to wonder, or you could have just said tachyons. Like, you've been saying it all season. Just fucking say it.
Why does it matter how he's trapped? He's trapped.
Exactly. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, the exposition
of it. Does he say something too, like, made it from lithium? We had to take it from a lot of watch batteries.
And we had to take it from a lot of watch batteries in that cow farm.
We're going to do a little follow-up episode. Like, I want to, like, I guess we have to rewatch the whole season, but, like, I wonder how much time is wasted on flashbacks and iterating dialogue.
If I had to throw a number, I would say 15 minutes throughout I feel like it started at episode like 3.
Yeah, I was gonna say 4. Maybe a whole episode, like a whole hour of shit that is just unnecessary between dialogue. I mean, maybe that's probably over more. Yeah, at least like 20 minutes.
Dude, that comes from different voices coming to the same project, and they feel like they need to shout out another director. Maybe, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like by the time you get to the fourth director, you know, he wants to reference things that are going on because he's not going to follow that storyline. He has his own idea. He wants to do this with the episode. This episode is going to be like about this, but I'll say something about the previous episode.
Yeah, and you make each episode their own movie.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, if they were like, hey, Litha, we want you to direct The Watchmen, it's like, you're going to take it so seriously.
For sure.
And like, think about it as your masterpiece that like, you may easily overlook fucking.
But I'm also going to, you have to like, see what it is.
I don't mean you would fuck it up.
No, I'm just saying, like, in general, you have to see what is the story really about. Like, from episode 1 and 2, episode 3 didn't have to be episode 3 because that was a totally separate thing. It was like they didn't give us time on Adrian. We got time with Lori giving us a whole expositional, like, fucking episode.
You got time with a lot of characters that like didn't mean anything. Even Looking Glass, like, did we need a whole Looking Glass episode?
Not if it only so he can make silly faces in episode 9. No. Now if they were going to do something deeper with that, maybe.
That wasn't a bad episode. I like the Looking Glass that was episode, a cool but episode. It's like they didn't, like,
if he could have like disappeared, leave that to season 2 or leave that for the other 3 hours that you need, you know, like,
I liked his comeback. I thought that was good.
Yeah.
Because I didn't expect it.
For sure. But I also thought that, like, he would dip off. I thought we wouldn't get that answer. We're getting so many.
Even at the end, instead of them, like, crappily arresting Adrian, like, him getting, like, infuriated because, like, this guy ruined his whole life and, like...
Yeah.
They should have, like, I mean, they should have kept even, like, even if they kept, like, True alive and stuff and killed Adrian, that'd have been sweet. I don't want to see Adrian die, but if I, like, Looking Glass would have just snapped and killed Adrian in that room in front of Blake and was just like, fuck you, that would have been a better ending than, like, he gets the classic clobber, dude. They give him the classic clobber.
Right over the head, falls on the ground like a
goof. Like a Looney Tune. Yeah. Like, wah, wah. Yeah. Little Acme sign comes above.
You're going downtown. Like, come on, man. Like, why?
And they're in fucking Alaska. So they're just going to, like, all right, we got to fucking, they got teleported there, bro, to Alaska.
Well, no, he showed, all right, so he showed him the ship, which is a shout out to
the comic.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
I like that. The Night Owl.
I like that they shouted that out a little bit.
All right, so the one thing I did like about this episode was for the first time, I really liked Lori Blake and Adrian Veidt. Because they have gotten no screen time together, and to see these, like, old friends of, like, a kind, and they've been living totally separate lives, I did enjoy their little interactions.
Yeah, that was cool.
But for Adrian Veidt, a man who can teleport them away, or can do whatever he wants, essentially, in Alaska, gets arrested? Come on. Like, he was in a bubble all season, and now he's getting arrested. It's just...
Yeah.
I can't even think about it. It's ridiculous.
Why'd she have to teleport the whole church set?
They were like, dude, these look cool.
This is cool.
Yeah. That's the this DP having some set. Fun. Most definitely.
They show that fucking set in the trailer a lot, I feel like, or it's like a big thing.
Yeah, they do. The season trailer.
This whole little speech here sucks too.
Lady Truce?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Like, her, like, you guys have ruined... They really, like, did too much to drive... Like, we know these people are racist.
Most definitely.
Kill them.
Yeah.
There's, like, 3 or 4 minutes between her and the senator just reiterating that.
Most definitely.
Like, you guys have destroyed minority... It's like, yeah, we get it.
Yeah, kill just kill them.
And they do just kill them. It's great.
This whole, I almost could have done without this big scene. Like, I don't know. If they could have just gave it more, they did a lot. Yeah, there's the pan shot.
Yeah.
another blue dick. They had to give it out there.
Shout out to whoever painted his dick blue.
Yeah, good paint job.
Yeah, that looks great. I like how Looking Glass pukes every time that they teleport.
Totally a shout out to the comic. That was a good. That's a good take. Yeah. dude, them where they are right now, I can do without a season two, man. Mm-hmm. I really don't even want to go through the episode because, like,
well, so you have any points sad. Written there that are cool? We maybe forgot that we can bitch about. Yeah, like I hate to bail on the last episode, but it wasn't like I don't think it's worth like. I don't think it's worth going through.
Yeah. No big things. They were talking. I mean, we got a lot of the squid transporting. You know, at the end, Adrian using that as, you know, this kind of this weapon, freezing the squid. I thought that was a good idea, a good scene.
I thought the damage it applied was weird. Like, they made it seem like it was going to destroy everything. And then it, like, kind of was just, like, a big hail, which could kill people, but, it, like, they say a couple lines where it's, like, if anything's even left, and she just, like, runs into a building and is good.
And it destroyed a big metal ball from... I didn't like that CG. Dude, that CGI was bad.
It's coming up, so we could talk some shit about it live.
Yeah. I don't think the millennial clock paid off enough.
No way. Like, it released a little ball.
Yeah. What?
You built it. Like, what? Okay.
You could do that on the ground.
Her whole millennial clock, unless there was more to it about her becoming him, the entire millennial clock's purpose was to teleport all these people and a set of a church to the middle of the town. That whole clock's purpose.
She had to build it right here in Tulsa.
And they had to show us her buying it from the owners of the farm, the land, too. That
I forgot about that.
Absolutely irrelevant. Yeah. I did like that eggs were a common theme in the episode.
They did tie that back around.
And, like, in the beginning, she breaks the eggs in the bowl, so that was all right to me.
I mean, they tied it around. The last shot ties it around in the worst possible way. But overall, the egg nuance throughout the season was really good. Yeah, I could have done with... I mean, not in... It's hard to even think about in 9 episodes. Because at this point, I really think they should have just cut storylines. Because I'm questioning a lot of things in my head right now. And it always comes back to they had 9 episodes. So don't show me so many characters, maybe. You know, maybe that was a big issue. Like,
kind of was written like a crappy build-up to a WWE pay-per-view. Because we like to reference wrestling so much. This is almost like, we got fucking a show coming up, and we want to, like, Undertaker's back. We got to make sure he's on the bill.
For sure.
We got to injure fucking Stone Cold.
Because, we're going to get a TLC on there.
Yeah. there's these new guys from NXT. Make sure they get some screen time. Yeah,
they're hot. We've been building them up.
Like, some of these storylines were jobber storylines.
For sure.
And they were fucking, what are those matches called? They were squash matches.
Squash
storylines. We're going to coin some... Let's coin some, like, story talk that's wrestling. We're going to coin these words over the next couple.
For sure.
Squash storyline. That guy's a jobber actor.
It's just a squash. Dude, the biggest jobber. All right, so two jobbers. I realized in this episode, Red Scare has always been a jobber. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize it at first. I always thought he was going to blow. You know when, like, when Bam Bam came back? Yeah. In the 90s, you thought he was going to be like in the late 90s, and you thought like he was going to take over, and he didn't.
Yeah.
You know, he was like Bam Bam.
Yeah, it's like the guy they bring back that's.
He used to be good. I feel like. I don't know. I feel like the headquarters was essentially forgot about after episode 2. Like, we never went back to the police headquarters. And if that's where you're going to give me, like, these cop interactions with, like, Panda Bro, who was an interesting looking guy from the pilot.
Yeah, like that was like Al Snow.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally.
He's there for 2 episodes and they put him on heat.
Never seen him again. You know, we never seen any more of the regular cops, you know, kind of on display, you know, episode 1. You know, right after the flashback, we go to that random cop who is like not important to this overall story at all. I don't think we hear his name or nothing. He gets shot up, and then he survives in a hospital. Never hear from him again. And we never see like the regular cop, the superhero cop, the cops. If you're gonna, the first two episodes we're building this where like Angela was a cop. All right, fuck it, we're gonna get a cop story, but we never got it again. It was just like, it was too big. You guys were like trying to give us a lot, and then you gave us Lube Man just to throw us out there. You know, give us a bit more. I was inside the
clown. Yeah, this was like doink. This was like the WCW invasion. They didn't have the big stars. They rushed it too much. They wanted to get it in by Survivor Series, and now we're not happy about it. And we're always gonna remember that this was the WCW invasion, but reality, we're not gonna be happy about it.
Yeah,
it's like
it was an event, but like it was not good. Yeah, didn't get Goldberg.
There's no Goldberg, no Sting, no Kevin Nash, no Scott Hall.
Totally.
Just some jobbers.
Just a bunch of jobbers.
Oh my god, it's the Watchmen jobber. I don't know. The more I think about it, the less I like it.
Yeah, the more it's like, dude, I really
At the end is so different than the beginning in a bad way.
Yes.
It's like the stuff they set up in the beginning didn't totally get paid off. The things that are getting paid off in this episode, some of them we didn't even get introduced to till
very late in the season.
Four.
Yeah.
Like Blake didn't show up till the third, like first one.
We didn't get a Blake episode until 7. That's 2 episodes ago. You know what I mean? And then you bring him back and he has this slight breakdown with Adrian, like, you know what I'm saying? I know that you did it, da da da. But like, that's the only thing that happened. Mm-hmm. You know, now is he over it? Because he's arrested him, you know, like that really didn't pay off. If they would have gave us that earlier in the season, if episode 3, they could have split up Lori Blake and Looking Glass, because they had kind of like, they had this weird relationship throughout the season. She kind of call him Mirror Guy all the time. He's irritated by it. She's the new boss type. You know what I mean? It's like that Lori Blake could have been split up, and I think I would have been happier with that.
They could have done 2 of those like solo stories in 1 episode, like working together. Like what if they were both doing something at the same time and it was showing who they were?
Totally. You know, and it's showing like their downfalls and where they're still at. Yeah. Yeah.
The cop lights are yellow and orange. What kind of city is this?
Let's see.
Oh, it's the cops. There's no forgot like, about you guys.
Crazy surprise throughout this. Besides, I mean,
Lady True is the daughter of Adrian Veidt because his cum got stolen. We already talked about that.
Yeah.
Her daughter's her mom, which they talked about last episode.
We called that out
a while ago.
He did spell out daughter, I think. I called that he would say Doc or Doc Manhattan, but he spelled out daughter, and that's a lot of bodies.
Oh yeah, they only showed the D.
Yeah, yeah.
That was good. I like that scene.
Yeah, that was cool. That was a surprise. Okay.
Their tie up was good. Like I said, the beginning of the episode where it was like, oh, he's actually been doing this and that. It was like, oh, okay, you're paying all these things off. That was good.
Yeah. And then that like, they didn't have a lot of screen time together. I think a reveal like that needs just a bit more of them together. She didn't have to die. She didn't have to die this episode. There could have been a lot more.
They could have created a supervillain right here.
Yeah.
Or Adrian or something. Like, we don't even...
Totally.
Like, I mean, I'm assuming something's going to happen with Adrian next season, but...
So, all right. So, as we're talking about it, and I'm thinking about what they could do, I do have it written down somewhere here. We never got a shot of Dryburgh in jail. Night Owl.
Oh, yeah.
And we know he's in jail because of the PDPDs, which they totally dropped the ball on. I'm going to call it out. Yeah, but we'll get into that next episode. It's just like it didn't pay off enough at all with that. So they can show an Adrian and Dryburgh in jail next season. But, like, I don't know if I really want to see that.
I'm not looking. There's nothing I want to see next season. I don't even care if she fucking walked or fell through water. Here's how you start season two. Her foot touches and she falls in the pool.
For sure.
Now I'm in.
Yeah. Yes. But also, no.
I mean, I was kind of more kidding. I'm not, like, that wouldn't really be in, but, like, at least, like,
well, no, if they're going to do it, yeah.
That'd be a cinematic nod to the first season.
For sure.
And also, these things, this thing destroys a metal ship and she fucking gets there protecting herself with, like, a box.
Definitely.
Come on.
A millennial clock made of, like, probably the strongest of material.
It's
broken. But
what can we give her? Let's give her the top of the camera box. And we'll say it's the millennial clock. Okay.
I could have done with her staying inside the booth with, like, Bien. Because, like, that doesn't pay off. She, like, we find out. I think we called it out after reading, like, a Wikipedia. But we find out, you know, she is the mother-daughter in, like, episode, what, 6, maybe? She actually, like, says it all out. It might be later in the episode. Later in the season. It's kind of like I have no interest in that. Because we only get that one shot of Bien telling her mom about the nightmare that she had.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, the fact that that happened, what does it even mean? You know what I'm saying? From a story writing standpoint and from, like, a viewer, it's like, how am I supposed to care about that? I don't get anything. I don't get her, like, talking to her daughter like she's her mom. I don't get, like, her daughter, like, doing mom things. Just like, I don't know. There were a lot of throwaway lines that they threw in this episode.
Like, why is she collecting newspapers to put in the time capsule? Why was that necessary to include in the episode? Like, she went and got her paper.
Yeah.
They could have just used that scene to introduce her. Like, they didn't have to. That was, like, there's things that they didn't do, but then there's other things where it was like, oh, we got to make sure we tie up that newspaper storyline.
Most definitely. Where it's like, you didn't have to.
What? I wouldn't even remember that.
For sure. It could have just been a thing. It could have been a shot. And that was, like, what, episode 2? Maybe?
Yeah, it was.
You know, it's like, the majority of people, like, really don't care about that at this point because you guys threw so much in the air. There was so much up there. And it just never really paid off. Yeah.
Sad day for Watchmen.
Sad.
Hey, we're here. We'll be here season 2, though. I mean, probably. But we're looking at maybe starting the Witcher podcast after this one. Who will be the next Game of Thrones?
Hmm.
I've been watching his Dark Materials. That's been all right.
I'm not even hip with that.
It's on HBO.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't really started any new series lately.
Westworld's coming back.
Yeah.
I
watched, like, the first, like, 3 episodes, I think, of the first season.
It's a cool show.
It's all right.
Anthony Hopkins is in it. I think. I mean, yeah, I don't know. I hate to cut it so early. It's probably going to be one of our shortest episodes, but I think, I mean, we ranted for 50 minutes. So this is the longest rant we had.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, there's nothing to, like, dive too deep into. Like, there wasn't cinematic things. The transition from Adrian to the real world sucked. It was just a fade.
Yep.
I don't think, I'm trying to think of anything else in the episode.
There's a goofy shot of what we find out to be is the old Senator King. The senior, his father.
Oh, it's like, oh, God, Hulk Hogan's here.
Dude, he could have been dead. Dude, he gets out of the limo and he throws at the Cyclops symbol, and it's like, dude, I know.
Yeah, that whole scene was like,
it's like, dude, I totally get it.
Then they shoot him rolling, then he stops, and he's like, hold on, look at my backpack. Oh, it's a Klan outfit.
Like, yeah, like,
it's Kane.
Come on, guys.
Like, why'd he have to be here?
No, he could have been dead. Senator King shouldn't have got such hacky lines. We shouldn't have found out anything about him.
They've made the social element of this show suck. Because now it's like they didn't carry that on. Like,
yeah.
I was more interested in this world and like how it came to be, and like, and it's like they, it's like I feel like they told, now it's just about these fucking people you don't really care about.
Most definitely, it's more, yeah, it, yeah, you're totally right. The characters, the outside characters, you know, besides our like top three, aren't as important as this world, and they were trying to include those other three, four characters that like aren't important. They're just like not.
They kind of took like. It was like at the beginning you had this like utopia kind of thing where there was like these people who wanted to fight against it, which felt like real conflict. And this episode basically was like, just kidding, this world also sucks.
Right.
And that just like ruined the conflict. Now it's like it kind of brought us, I think like we were so drawn into this world and like what this stuff was, and now we basically, I'm left feeling like, oh, this is just down the street in Cleveland in 2019, minus like the super elements of but for like sure. It's like basically like if you just took a now realistic world, which is like so much of our first couple episodes was talking about the timeline and like where this falls and like what's different in this universe, and now it's like nothing's different in this universe other than superpowers and money,
a couple superpowers,
and it's like that just makes me not as happy about it.
And if I mean, yes, it's a superhero show, so I get it, there are gonna be superpowers, but you had to show us all of them. You know, like, leave something to wonder. I have nothing to wonder about.
I don't think anyone watching Watchmen in the first place is really like that into the like superhero element.
No,
because it's not what it is,
and that's
it's
why they did a
graphic novel.
Very good episodes. You know, I feel like the first half of the season, I hated season three, but it still kept it in that otherworldly thing. You know, like the best part about episode three was. Her like setting up the dude in the bank and that like shitty Batman character, besides the lines, that was probably the best thing about it. And it gave, you know, that gives us this otherworldly thing, that's not in our world, but like, you know, this other universe, but no, none of that, is really real. Cause now, I mean, even in the PDPDs, we found out this whole thing is like shut down essentially, you know, and it's like, this is
guys. Really slopped it up here. 4.5 stars.
Dropped the ball on this
one. It's sad that this is our last episode. Not like our last episode, but like...
No, I really wanted it to be like, good.
Yeah, like we can't even redeem ourselves next week.
Man.
We got a Pedopedia. It's going to be two Pedopedias in one because HBO thinks they need to release one less document every week. They don't promote...
We've never got a word. Not one word of PDPedia on screen. That's insane.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Where's Petey at? He didn't even make an appearance in this episode.
I mean...
Not that I needed him there, but...
They made this thing up in PDPedia 9 that we'll get into on the next episode of the PDPedia. But yeah, they like made up this thing that doesn't leave anything to intrigue. Which is sad. We really like Petey.
She has interesting looking children.
Yo, Angela?
Yeah. They had an interesting cast. They never even like, who are those kids? Where did they come from? I mean, I know they talk about it, but like, come on.
Yeah, they really didn't give us much with that.
You could have did a whole episode on like her family. And then like, you could have like, a part of an episode. And then you could have like, it's like all the cool shit kind of they didn't even like lead into. Like, you could have made more, you could have insinuated more that something was off with John.
Yeah.
You know, it was like some like of his, once you learned it and you look back, you were like, ah. But it's like, you didn't even like bait it well.
For sure.
And it's like, or anything.
We should have got some like very awkward moments of like him with the kids. I think you're right of like, you know, I mean, if they're going to do the flashbacks, give me like Topher's flashback. Because he's the only kid that can, like, talk.
The other ones are, like, young. If you're going to do a flashback, don't use the same fucking footage.
Give me things I don't know.
Shoot a different angle. Shoot it from the top. Even, yes, things I don't know. But it's like, if I'm going back to the fucking diner in Vietnam with those two, I want to be looking in through the window.
Most definitely.
Or, like, something. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. The flashbacks were just a very bad idea.
Then she takes her family to, like, the lair.
Yeah, which is something we haven't seen in, like, a while. When they walked in, I was like, oh, yeah, she does have that.
I think like the whole story got changed after like,
dude, too many directors.
I think it was like a good. I don't know.
Too many directors, too many writers, maybe. It's totally off. It's very off. I totally forgot she had this secret hideout that Will was actually in for 2 episodes.
That I guess cool I like thing. I like seeing the kid look at this the thing. Not to cut you off, but I just saw it. Because that's kind of like the grandpa seeing it, but lame
for sure. We don't know much about that kid. That's why it's lame.
Yeah.
Like if we knew something about
you're
him,
you're not. I'm not emotionally built up to that scene.
Yeah.
Like I don't care about that kid. Yeah. At all.
Honestly, they could have made that kid cool by like his biological parents. You know what I'm saying? Maybe his mother or father is like a secret vigilante. You know what I'm saying? And then this whole thing could have been back to her, and that shot would have meant so much more if we got something of him and then he's finally
he's not even her kid, so it's not like the next lineage
right.
of child sees it.
Totally.
So didn't give her a real son? Nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry guys.
Yeah.
This is it's a bad episode.
I wonder if I got a want-want on my phone.
Best thing about it to me was Lori Blake and Adrian Veidt, their interactions. They're a bunch of old friends from 1985, and that's cool. I thought that was the best thing about this whole thing, mm-hmm. which is, you know, cool to say, but also very sad.
Yeah. Like, I don't know, even, like, Blake could have went, like, rogue. Like, Adrian Looking Glass and Blake as a squad. Dude,
when they walked in together, I was like, that's a bomb.
And then, like, something better happened.
No, they're going to take him to jail.
Like, she hates the government.
What's the point? Yeah. Like, why are you taking
him to jail? And I understand Looking Glass doesn't like Adrian either, but that could be a great dynamic.
Most definitely.
It's like fucking...
Dude, that could be a spinoff. I'll watch that.
I would watch an Adrian and Blake show. Yeah, I'd watch that.
Most definitely.
Yeah. I'd be more excited for that than I would be for the second season of Watchmen.
Yeah.
So if you guys haven't blown the ratings already, congratulations.
Yep. Yeah. But
well, this has been an hour of tearing apart the season finale. If you haven't watched it yet, we're sorry.
Yeah. Spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
We are going to try to reach out to somebody who worked on the show. And try to get this off-season.
Yeah, I guess some off-season stuff. We'll probably think of some things to do regarding analysis. Maybe after we get through the holidays and not care that this episode sucked.
Yeah, most definitely. Merry Christmas.
And happy holidays.
Happy holidays,
all that stuff. And then we're going to try to interview some people who work on the show on the off-season. Season 2 would probably come out in October next year, so... I don't know. Maybe we'll start up another podcast as far as people, if you like what we do and how we jive on talking shit about shows, we'll probably pick another one, I'd imagine, in the next year. I don't know what that'll be, but
something good to come out.
Yeah. We'll maybe keep an eye out.
Yeah.
See what's going on.
So, PDPedia coming next.
Yeah.
You can, check us out on all social media platforms all along the Watchmen. I am Litho Freeman.
And I'm Anthony Trevante, and we'll see you maybe next season.
Yeah, possibly. Maybe.
If they don't get canceled. Oh, wait, yeah. It's coming to my phone, and it's been canceled.
Who makes the world? Perhaps the world is not made. Perhaps nothing is made. Perhaps it simply is, has been, will always be there. A clock without a craftsman.